Today, I'm joined by Paul Brilsky, director of the Therapeutic Foster Care Program at Kennedy Krieger Institute.
Let me tell you a story about a young man, Kwame, who came to us when he was 10 years old after being in 11 foster homes and coming out of a residential placement due to his behaviors. His foster parent, Miss Debbie, was very concerned because of the certainly behaviors. She had a 13-year-old daughter in the home. But when she met him, there was something about him that really just, she knew she could touch. Now we're 17 years later. And through that 17 years, and certainly through the earlier years, as he became an adolescent, they've worked through so many issues. You know, behaviors in the home, behaviors at the school, working through his trauma history, helping him develop positive relationships, involvement in his therapies, his outpatient therapies and treatments, psychotropic medications. He's graduated high school. But also helping him grow up just as an African-American male in Baltimore. The most inspiring part of the story is when he agreed to do some pre-service training for us. Miss Debbie, is a co-trainer, and he agreed to co-chair train with Debbie and I around trauma and supporting parents understand how to address trauma. He was so inspiring to the parents and really giving real stories and helping them feel empowered to do what Miss Debbie's done. He continues to do the pre-service with me when he's not busy being a dad, you know, and a husband and working full time. I asked Kwame, you know, what had the greatest impact? And what he said was, Miss Debbie never gave up. His story will continue to inspire me to do the work I do in therapeutic foster care at Kennedy Krieger.
Inspiring Moments is produced for WYPR by Kennedy Krieger Institute. I am Dr. Jacqueline Stone.